lots has been written about UBL and the takedown, so I don't know that I had factually much to add to that. The thing I wanted to impart in the book was the impact on me when I walked out of the West Wing and walked across the portico adjacent to the Rose Garden there to go sit with a few people and listen to the president's speech. And there was already, you know, word had already gotten out. There was a big crowd in Lafayette Park, and they were chanting, USA, USA, USA.
How'd that make you feel?
I will never forget the impact on me. It was been closeted in the sit room for 13 hours and really hunkered down, concentrating very hard on what was a very tense evolution. And then to have that was, release. It was emotional. It was impactful. It represented closure for the country, closure for the intelligence community, and certainly closure for me as an individual in the intelligence community, like it was for so many of us.
So at that time, what sense did you get about the fight, the war against terror at that point? What did you think? Where did you think it was at that point? Because that was before ISIS emerged.
Yeah, at that point, because Osama bin Laden was so isolated and so cut off, it was very hard for him to be an operational, tactical leader. So he had become a symbol, but to be sure, an important one. But he was much more symbolic than he was substantive, I believe, at the time he was taken down. I've always felt that we are going to be in a state of suppression of terrorism for a long time to come. We've killed a lot of terrorists, and we'll kill some more, but until the fundamental conditions that give rise to the appeal of terrorism, until they're fixed, we're going to be doing this for a long time. So whether it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS or some other group that spawned, we're always going to have to be vigilant about the threat of terrorism.
James Clapper, former Director of National Intelligence. His book is called Facts and Fears, Hard Truths from a Life in Intelligence. J.J. Green, WTOP News.